In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents.
A lot of them aren't even pretending to be in charge.
Down. Remove him from office.
No justice, no peace!
Cast a vote that will make you proud.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Hello and welcome back to the Betches Sup Podcast. I'm Amanda Duberman, and today we are so thrilled to be here with Congressmember Karen Bass, who has served California in Congress since 2011, where she is the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. Happy Women's Equality Day.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, sounds like kind of an oxymoron, but it's a good day to reflect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'd love to start our discussion there. So today marks 100 years since Woodrow Wilson signed the 19th Amendment into law. Obviously, the ratification of this amendment was quite limited in scope. It guaranteed the right to vote primarily for white women, while Black, immigrant, and Indigenous women faced barriers well into the 20th century and up until this very day. I'm just curious, you know, what's on your mind today as we observe this anniversary and reflect on the past and all the work to be done?
Well, what's on my mind today is the next 69 days. I believe that's how many days are until the next election, and that we do everything we can to make sure that people can vote. Just like you said, it's been 100 years. I do want to say that it is particularly shameful that in the United States of America, after 244 years, the richest country in the history of the world, that we actually are struggling to make sure that people have the opportunity to vote. And this year, literally, people can risk their life in voting, which is why people need to be able to vote safely from home.
Yes. And you have done your job with your colleagues, which is prepare and pass legislation to make it easier and more safe for Americans to vote and to combat some of these voter suppression efforts. What is the status of that right now?
Well, I think that most importantly, we have to focus on the grassroots organizing piece of it. Okay. Now, grassroots organizing in the time of COVID means a lot of Zoom, a lot of texting, a lot of phone calls. Because the legislation that we passed, as you mentioned, is stalled in the Senate, and there's no reason to think that Mitch McConnell is going to allow a vote. I feel confident if the John Lewis Voting Rights Act was put up that it would pass, but Mitch McConnell will not put it up for a vote, which means while we continue to pressure the Senate, we also can't only rely on that. We have to focus on the grassroots organizing.
Right. Yeah. And we've been hearing a lot this year about how everybody needs to be even more proactive than usual about voting this year. We know we have a lot of options, and we're hearing a lot that the best thing to do is to make a plan. What's your voting plan?
Well, I mean, I don't have that issue because I vote absentee. I do have to tell you, though, that whenever I'm in town, I love to go carry my ballot in because I like to go vote in person. I just have to vote absentee because of the congressional schedule. I never exactly know where I will be on election day. But one of the things that has to be a part of the plan is that people need to vote early, which means, and it's different in every state. So number one on your plan needs to be, how can I vote in my specific state? Do I live in a state where I have to have an excuse in order to get a ballot mailed to me? Do I live in a state where the ballot is going to automatically be mailed? Because we know that this administration will sink to any level. To suppress the vote, their latest scheme is the post office and delaying the mail, which is why you need to know how to vote in your state, request a ballot immediately, and then fill it out as soon as you get it. Don't wait until the end of October to mail your ballot in. Mail your ballot in early, as early as you can, mail it in.
Yeah, and we heard these numbers a lot last week, 303, 30. to learn more about the Biden campaign, but you can also text VOTE to that number to learn more information about exactly what you said. I mean, every state is different and things are changing, usually in the right direction to allow a little bit more flexibility for people. I also wanted to talk, this week marks another anniversary. On Friday, August 28th, it will have been 65 years since Emmett Till was murdered in Mississippi. I believe there have been at least 200 attempts to make lynching a federal hate crime. Most recently, the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act, which has passed the House of Representatives, but was stalled in the Senate due to objections from a lone senator. What would finally declaring lynching a federal hate crime, why would that be an important step towards racial justice?
Well, I mean, it's incredible, the question, because the idea that lynching is not a federal crime, that hanging somebody, executing somebody in public is not a federal crime. I don't need to say any more than that. I can tell you that in lynching's heyday, it is very important for people to understand who did the lynchings. A lot of times it was law enforcement officers, or it was the general public that understood that killing a black person was not considered a crime, and as a matter of fact, was a recreational event advertised in the newspapers like you would advertise a sporting event. People were told to come on a Sunday, watch a black person be burned to death, bring your family, bring your picnic baskets, and celebrate with us. Postcards were made because it was a tourist event as well. Our country needs to understand the magnitude of what lynching was, and many people, myself included, are not convinced that lynching does not continue today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
We all dread the what should we have for dinner question. I know I do. I love a home-cooked meal, but I don't always have the time, energy, or groceries to make it happen. Being able to feast on a delicious meal without the long prep and cook times is what drew me to Home Chef over the other guys. Home Chef's meals are effortless, so I can spend less time trying to be top chef and more time watching it. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has you covered for delicious meals without the hassle. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you never have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/feverdream. That's homechef.com/feverdream for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/feverdream. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
On that note, over the weekend, two black men that we know of were shot by police officers, one fatally and one is still fighting for his life, Jacob Blake. You're the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, and just going to keep bringing up legislation that you have passed and have completed that is now waiting for signatures, but you've also passed legislation making it easier to prosecute police misconduct, to remove bad actors from departments, and also just investing in communities. This legislation is waiting for action by the Senate and the White House. A lot of our listeners tend to ask how national politics impacts policing in their communities. How would you answer that?
Well, in a variety of ways, but let me just say for your listeners, what has impacted legislation on policing more than anything are the hundreds of thousands of people that have been out on the street peacefully protesting. And I have to make a distinction between peaceful protests, and 90% of the protests have been peaceful. So the legislation, what is significant about it, is it really is the first time that police officers would be held accountable on a federal level. And in terms of the impact that federal legislation has on local, it's the purse strings, it's the money. But the other thing that has happened, one, because of what we were doing in Congress, and two, because of the people on the streets, is that local states, counties, cities felt the momentum and began to change the laws on their own. And that is the best way that it works. It starts with the federal government, and then other layers of government move.
Right, absolutely. The way I've sort of tried to answer that question is that if it sounds like you know that some of your local offices do impact this, so if you're going to go and vote, you might as well go check Joe Biden's name too.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, everybody on the ballot is extremely important, because we have to make sure that when, and I don't say this in a flippant way, when Biden is sworn in as president, he also has a Senate. He has a Congress that he can work with, because we have seen in the last, 15 or so years, especially during Obama's presidency, that the Republicans did everything. I mean, McConnell declared he wanted to make sure that Obama was a one-term president. You can't be any clearer than that. And he was going to stop everything that he was going to do. And McConnell is proving that again, even with a Republican president. He won't even bring up bipartisan bills. No. So he believes that his role in the Senate is, number one, to serve the president. So he's abdicated his role as Senate president. And he believes that his role is to confirm right-wing 40-year-old judges.
Yeah, right. His proteges. What do you make of, so especially last night, we saw the RNC make sort of a display about the president's commitment to criminal justice reform. What actions have you seen him take that actually sort of expand this to real people?
He signed a bill that we did.
Yeah.
So I also watched him take credit for passing relief packages, COVID relief packages, from the man who refuses to this day to fight the virus, is taking credit for work that the House did and forced the Senate to go along with. So his support on criminal justice reform has been pardoning people, and usually pardoning his hoodlum friends, but he has pardoned a couple of real people, and I give him credit for that. I also give him credit for signing the bill that we did. About that. So we do know from this president, because he is a pathological liar, it does not matter whether or not what he says is that he did is real, whether he's taking credit for other people's work, or whether he's just inventing stuff.
Right. My favorite part of last night was I heard a lot of warnings about big government, but then taking credit for the PPP program, which is, some would call it a handout.
Well, I mean, I would not call it a handout.
Right.
I would call it a life raft.
And yes, absolutely.
It's the role of the federal government and every level of government to protect and take care of its citizens. And if its citizens are experiencing a crisis, then the government is supposed to step in and address it.
Yeah, absolutely. And my final question, if you want to answer, I was just curious. I have like a silly would you rather. Would you rather watch the RNC every night for a year or be vetted for vice president again?
I would be vetted for vice president every month of the year.
Amazing. Thank you so, so much for your time, Congresswoman. We really appreciate it. And thank you so much for the work you're doing.
Thank you.
The Betches Sup podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Amanda Duberman. Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send your emails to sup@betches.com.
Betches.